What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Here's Brewer yesterday on Afternoon Drive about Deshaun.
People have talked to me about this in very vague terms, so please take it that way. I think Watson's going to be cleared in October or November. Like, I think it's going to be at some point in that, like, general time range. So you're talking about, like, middle of the season somewhere. He's going to be available, and then, you know, you're probably going to come to a point where you got to put him on your 53-man roster. That means walking away from a player. Is that player one of the quarterbacks we'll see? Trading picket now sort of gets you ahead of that problem a little bit, like, where there's just no way you're going to carry five quarterbacks on your roster. So now your whole, you know, four quarterback conundrum is solved for now and probably solved for later, because you did feel comfortable and you had accounted for the idea that you were going to have four quarterbacks to begin with. And look, like, I think the whole piece of it about, like, what this means as far as those guys playing, it certainly creates a clearer path for them to play, but I think the equation is still the same.
That's Albert Breer on with Afternoon Drive yesterday, talking about Deshaun Watson. By the way, the Ilkin and Barrasso story. Lyman and I went golfing one time, got smashed. This was not too terribly long ago. And Pony's old producer is now the boss at 93.7. And Lyman and I got smashed and decided to call and harass. They were going through some changes there, and we decided to call and harass Andrew's boss. We first called his new producer, which is Donnie Football. Mm-hmm. Donnie had no idea what was going on. No. He just thought it was some psycho who kept screaming at him. Basically, we were like, if you ever saw the Seinfeld episode where the guys from Houston meet the Yankees and they're on the plane saying, "We're 30,000 feet above your head, you bastard." That's what Lyman and I looked like that day. And so we're smashed and we call, and Lyman's going, "Put on Ilkin and Barrasso, you cowards! Tom Barrasso! Tom Chilkin!"
Perfect show for Pittsburgh.
There's this pause, and Craig goes, "Tom Chilkin passed away, you guys." "Doesn't matter! Get him on the air right now! You ain't got the sack!"
So wait, you got to tell him the second part of this where we added Andrew Hody to the prank. When we had Hody, who did we have him call?
We had him called for Ilkin and Barrasso.
He called all of them over there. I'm pretty sure he called
Hody
everyone at 93.7.
Was he trying to book Ilkin and Barrasso?
Yes. We told him to get him on by the end of the show.
We wanted Ilkin and Barrasso on by the end of the show.
And every break he came into the studio and you just asked him, "Did you get him on yet?"
Tunch Ilkin was actually a really, really, really good color analyst. But yeah, there you go. So that was the Ilkin and Barrasso story. And Jack Daniels story. Anywho, yeah, just real quick on Deshaun. Like, that's where it's, you know, the whole quarterback thing, you go from Joe, where it's like, okay, hell of a hand, veteran. I think that a lot of people just have a lot of respect for Joe. Then you get the Dillon Gabriel. I think there's this, for people who hate the media in this town, who like think the media is wrong about everything, Dillon Gabriel is becoming their guy.
Right.
Because Daryl said nothing but bad things about him as a quarterback. Zach the same way. Lance Risen, who's a football coach, Lance Reisland said some nice things about him.
He found some positives.
Yeah, but there, I mean, you had Darryl saying the ball boys were ahead of him on his depth chart. I mean, that's the truth's the truth.
Well, he's now past the ball boys.
And so now when Dylan Gabriel, he's been number two on the depth chart.
Yeah. He has passed him up.
So when you have him number two on the depth chart, I think people want to see him. I don't care what anybody says. You can sit there and say that you hate Shador all the way down, and every day, on, including Sunday, it doesn't matter. You guys are still curious. The fourth guy on that list, Deshaun Watson, will make people tune out. You're just going to go do other things.
Not even people wanting to see a car crash at this point.
No, I think that the majority of the fans in Cleveland are just like, nope, don't even care. Because they don't want him to be a part of the future. They don't think he's going to be a part of the future. No, he has every right to work, but they don't want to see him. And frankly, I don't blame him. He's a reminder of a ugly past for this football team that was only good when somebody else was playing the position. The fans are ready to move forward, either with the rookies or to the next guys who are going to be rookies, either with Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry or without Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry. To be honest with you, I think a lot of fans are like, hey, either you guys figure it out or you don't. We're moving forward. Like, I think a lot of fans want to go forward. That's a look in the past. I mean, good God. I mean, you got people like, wait until June 1st. They are.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Are ready to go into the future here with this football team. And he is just a look at a bad past of what could have been and what wasn't because egos got involved on all sides, by the way. And they're just ready to go forward. I think they're Browns fans. They want to be Browns fans. And he's just a reminder of it never was. And so if he goes out there and he plays well, I don't think it's going to make a damn bit of difference to anybody involved. I don't think he wants to be here.
I think it's hard for anybody to even consider him playing or even mentally think of a scenario where he plays well now after another injury, after all this time off.
But it's amazing.
All the stuff in his head.
Like, you hear the outsiders and they're like, what? This not even a consideration. And we're over here going, oh God, what if he does play? And you have Albert Breer, who's an insider but an outsider, saying like, yeah, I mean, he could come back in November and you might have a decision that you have to make depending on how the young guys play or whether or not Joe's still playing. If Joe's still playing, you know, that means we're doing seven in heaven again. So we'll see where that goes.
I know we're moving on. Is Deshaun Watson going to make this an issue? Is he going to continually put out videos and is he going to start podcasting again and telling people that he's feeling the best he's ever felt?
He has every single right to do it. He has every single right. I'm not going to deny him his right to work. That's not going to happen. If he wants to go and still be a quarterback, if somebody wants to pick him up, you know, we've been through all this. He is free to work in this country and be a quarterback. If somebody's willing to pick him up, you go right on ahead and do it. I just think it's better for all parties involved, including him and everybody near and dear to him, to move on without each other. The Browns move in their separate direction with a new quarterback and a new look on things and a future that includes, you know, the stadium in Brook Park more than likely. And Deshaun Watson moves on to whatever he's going to move on to. That's where I think that ends. Mary Kay had a typo yesterday. She wrote Donovan Mitchell instead of Donovan McMillan. Donovan Mitchell actually tweeted about it. So she was talking about the guys who made the team. And Donovan McMillan, who is from Pitt, by the way, Donovan McMillan has made the initial 53-man roster. Mary Kay had accidentally, and I think it was probably her phone autocorrected more than likely, to Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah. Oh, she probably texted about him.
And she probably has. And it said, safety Donovan Mitchell, and Donovan had wrote, let's get it at Browns. So it got us thinking, could Donovan actually play for the Browns?
And I've said that he absolutely, absolutely is somebody that could fit into a prototype of a football player.
Yep.
There's a few positions I had in mind.
Yep.
I think there's one a lot of people have in mind. But between his athleticism, his explosiveness, his hands. Guys, his hands. When you see a guy, there's only a handful of guys in the league that can scale up on the basketball floor and snatch a rebound with one hand and have that ball stick glued to his hand on the way down.
I assume he has massive hands.
His hands would be amazing in the NFL.
Well, this is where I got a little confused, because it says safety Donovan Mitchell, not safety Donovan McMillan. I'm like, I'd put him at safety. Well, he's 6'3".
Right.
So he plays in a land of giants, but he's smaller. And you said wide receiver, and I said, I find it hard. And Owen's like, stop talking about this. Let's just bring it to the
air.
We
already brought it up when we were talking about the Max Strus injury. You brought up, well, they've got this small guard backcourt, right? And whenever we talk about them, we always say, they're so small.
And in the NBA, in the NFL,
they are small.
In the NFL, he would be one of the bigger guys. You're right. Owen had said that. And then I thought, okay, defensively, I think he could be one of those guys. He could stay glued to any, you know, a lot of the wide receivers, whatever. And plus, he's physical. I don't think people realize that. A lot of NBA players you don't associate with physicality. He is a guy that delivers blows. He's good with footwork, even in one arm stretched out. He's still navigating and absorbing contact. But why couldn't he be a running back? Why could he? Have you seen his thighs?
I think he's capable of more.
His twitch.
I mean, it's 6'3". Do you really need a 6'3"? I mean, there's been 6'3" running backs.
I brought up Beanie Wells was that. I don't know how
I'd
fast.
I'd like a 6'3" wide receiver.
I don't know his 40 time. I know, though, that in confined spaces, that guy's footwork, like, you never know about vision and just instincts, but you don't think some of those instincts would carry over?
Is there anybody who disagrees that Donovan Mitchell could play football for the Cleveland Browns or in the NFL?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.